with me,
Hi,
but
this is Stephanie with customer service. How may I help you?
Hi, I am just calling. I am receiving a recurring charge on my credit card, and I don't know what this charge is for.
All right, yes, ma'am.
So I don't
can
even
I
know
get
what
a zip
company
code
this
so
is.
I can see like a
it's okay. It's okay. 48507.
One more time.
48507.
All right, thank you. That. Sorry about that.
Mhm.
And first and last name.
The charge is on Gannon, Gannon. Last name is Olsey, Olsey. And the charge is for $67.32.
All right, yes, ma'am. Just bear with me. I'm waiting on the
sure
accounts to load for me, or orders. I'm just looking through the accounts, ma'am. I
sure.
Do apologize. Could you spell that last name for me again?
O L S as in Sam E Y.
D as in dog.
S as in Sam.
O L S.
E.
O E.
As in Edward. Y. Uh huh.
Y. And that first name again?
Is Gannon, spelled G as in go, A, N N as in Nancy, O. N as in Nancy.
I did find it in the order with your name or with that name. Could you please verify the address for security purposes?
Let's see. So on the account would be 3418 East Maple Avenue.
I have one starting with 2741.
2741. Oh, is there 2741 Abigail?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. That's the Grand Rapids address.
Yes, yes.
Yes, please. That's the one.
All right, thank you for that. I'm just waiting on the order to load.
Sure.
All right, you said the charge was $67.32.
Correct. And it looks that it was charged the last 3 months.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I do see that here.
Okay. And yeah, it's on our son's joint account.
Correct.
And he says he has no idea what it is.
Does he even remember anything about a tactical bag? Ordering a tactical
bag? A what?
Bag?
I'm sorry, what was that?
A tactical backpack?
Tactical backpack?
Yeah.
No.
Back
no.
on the 5th of September.
Tactical backpack. Is that something that's like a gaming thing?
No, it's like a survival bag.
It's an actual bag.
Yeah, it's like an actual backpack.
No.
Yeah.
That would not be his charge. And why would it be recurring?
What it was is if he did do it or anything or recall doing it, was he only had to pay the shipping and handling for it, which was
okay.
which is $5.74, It did state in the terms and conditions about our membership, and it was that the tactical bag is supposed to be a welcoming gift into our monthly membership, which is the $67.32 charge, which is supposed to provide him with a gift voucher in his email for $125 to use in our online gadget store, which has different gadgets at a discounted price.
Okay. All right. So I will call him. If this is something that he did not do, then I would just report it like as a fraudulent charge to our bank. Would that be correct?
You can even call us in and tell one of our agents that.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and put it in the notes that you're going to call back so that
whoever calls
will.
Okay.
And they'll can send you over to our fraud department so you don't have
Oh, my God, that would be amazing. Is there an account number or a reference number you can give me so they can find the charges easier?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to cancel it, so then I'll give you that ID number for the cancellation that I did.
Okay. Perfect. I'm ready for that number whenever you have it.
All right, so it's going to be Susan Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Did I give you the same number, 263-335-493? Did I give you that number?
No, you did not.
Okay, that's the cancellation.
So it's C as in Charlie, 263-335-493.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. I'm going to talk to him right now.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm just going to get that in the notes for you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.